This is Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU. Good morning. I'm David Fair. So far, oil exploration in Washtenaw County has been rather limited, but the prospect of natural gas deposits means the county is ripe for future fracking. That's the controversial process for extracting natural gas. Last week on Issues of the Environment, we spoke with John Kallewert from the U of M Graham Environmental Sustainability Institute about the work they're doing to study the potential impacts of high-volume horizontal fracking. That interview is still available to you on our website at WEMU.org. Today, our guest is Jim Peters, and Jim is the operations manager for North Star Energy, and he's representative for Michigan Oil and Gas Producers Educational Foundation. Jim, good morning, and thank you for joining us on WEMU.
Good morning.
Well, let's start here. How prevalent is this high-volume horizontal hydrofracturing process in Michigan right now?
Well, it's very limited to northeast part of Kalkaska County, which, of course, is in northern Michigan. The deep shale that they're targeting in Michigan, the Collingwood, as they call it, primarily exists in northern Michigan. It doesn't exist in the southern part of the state. And it's been a slow process of exploration at this point.
The process uses extraordinary volumes of water. There's a mix of toxic chemicals, and high pressure is used to crack the shale, then extract the natural gas. Once the gas is extracted, then typically the contaminated water is stored in deep injection wells. Based on your research and experience with the process, how safe is this for the environment?
Well, I think, history usually propels us to look back and say, well, what damages have we done environmentally? And quite frankly, it's been virtually impossible to point out specifically that hydraulic fracturing, which has been performed in this country over 1.2 million times in the last 60 years, has caused any harm to the water table. There's been instances where well construction has created problems. Surface spills are probably the higher risk part of oil and gas development, but we've got a great track record in our industry, and we've got a great track record in Michigan, where over 12,000 wells have been hydraulically fractured.
But most of those are of the vertical sorts and are not using as much water as we would use in this kind of horizontal deep well and fracking, right?
That is true, but anything happens in scale. So 12,000 wells that have been fractured, even at a smaller scale without incident, is still a pretty good track record.
Well, let's start with the water here. Where does a company like yours, North Star Energy, get the hundreds of thousands of gallons needed on a daily basis to effectively use this kind of fracking process?
Well, typically in Michigan, because we have such an abundance of water, primarily fresh water, it's taken locally at the well site from the water table.
This is a unique region, as you've pointed out, in that we have the Great Lakes. The water levels are already experiencing record low levels, and clearly it's a finite resource. Can we expect this process to become prevalent and still at the same time protect our greatest natural resource?
Yes, I do. Technology is changing so quickly in our industry. In looking at Pennsylvania, where they've had over 5,000 of these deep, large volume slick water fracturing operations take place, they're now recycling their used water and essentially reducing the overall usage of fresh water by as much as 90%. So going forward, I really think the water issue will become less and less of an issue.
You are listening to Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. We're talking about fracking with Jim Peters, and Jim is operations manager for North Star Energy and representative for Michigan Oil and Gas Producers Educational Foundation. What of the process itself? Do we have enough data to determine the long-term impacts on the terra firma and how it may impact the structure and infrastructure of the areas in which we are fracking?
Well, I think, in any development activity, whether it's a new housing development, business industry development, industrial parks. Initially, there's a fair amount of traffic. But as everything gets in place and as the wells are drilled, production facilities are put in place, pipelines are laid, once that passes, it's pretty much business as usual. So overall, the footprint is reasonable.
In your estimation, there was a lot made of the fact that there were some minor earthquakes in the state of Ohio, and there were fears that those could be directly attributed to the fracking process that was being undertaken in those areas. In your estimation, is there any validity to that?
Well, they did have some seismic activity due to injection of fluids. Had nothing directly related to the hydraulic fracturing process.
But at the end of that process, with the water that they were extracting and then injecting, that's where the seismic activity took place, correct?
That is correct. But you need to look at all the facts that took place on that injection well. They were injecting at pressures that they were not allowed to inject at. It was not operated by an oil and gas operator. So each time you hear these instances, it usually falls back on another activity.
That brings us to another point, and that is regulation and oversight. Is there enough of either to ensure that the toxic mix of chemicals don't contaminate our underground aquifers and start impacting the ecology of a given area and the health of humans in that particular area?
I believe there's sufficient oversight, and as the activity ramps up, obviously, if it does happen, I truly don't believe you're ever going to see this take place in southern Michigan. You add oversight as needed. But right now, I mean, historically in Michigan, we've had good governance from the state regulatory bodies.
This is also a very expensive endeavor, and with natural gas prices so low, is it worthwhile or even potentially profitable for companies like yours to undertake?
Right now, we're so good at what we do, we've really reduced the activity because we've found such an abundance of natural gas. So in Michigan, if it really does extend itself, it's going to be at a very slow, methodical pace. Price of natural gas has been suppressed, which is a good thing for consumers. And, you know, we see pretty much low natural gas prices, and they're extending that now out to maybe 10-plus years or further.
So your best guesstimate, when might we see more of this process taking place, particularly in northern Michigan?
Well, there's only one company actively drilling with one drilling rig. And on a pace of one well per 6 weeks, you can run the numbers. It's going to be a very, very slow process in Michigan.
Jim, I thank you so much for your time and the information.
You bet. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It is Jim Peters, and Jim is Operations Manager for North Star Energy and representative for Michigan Oil and Gas Producers Educational Foundation. I'm David Fair, and this has been another installment of Issues of the Environment, a collaborative endeavor between the WEMU News Department and the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division. It's heard only on 89.1 WEMU.